Welcome back to the Blessed to Hunt Bible Study. This is Bible Study number 5. I'm Reed.
This is Sebastian.
Today we're going to be covering Psalm 46, and we're going to be tackling anxiety and fear. Firstly, I want to say, Seb, you know how many times God says do not be afraid in the Bible?
A lot.
One for literally every day of the year.
Yeah.
365.
That's crazy.
Do not be afraid.
Yeah,
that's isn't that crazy. Awesome, dude? It to me, it just shows how important it is. God knew that we would be dealing with all this and the fear and the anxiety, and that is the most common phrase in the Bible too. Do not be afraid.
Yeah. So there's definitely something to that, huh?
We need to pay attention.
Yeah.
We need to pay attention. Yeah, it's awesome. So, bro, could you read Psalm 46, and then we'll just walk through it.
So I'll read the whole chapter, and then we'll go back and kind of break it down, because honestly, just even like thinking about this and praying through this chapter in the last few days, and maybe this is just a heads up for everyone, but like I was broken down just in preparation for this podcast, because I knew that God wanted to do something deep and really, you know, peel some layers back. So
yeah, we both. I was out in the tree stand. I text Sebby. I said, bro, I've been talking with Jesus about what we need to cover, and I keep coming back to Psalm 46, and he's like, yeah, so we've both been going through some things, and yeah, this verse is a help in time of trouble, no doubt.
Here we go. So Psalm 46 out of the NIV. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. Verse 4, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God and holy place where the Most High dwells. 5, God is with her and she will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. 7, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. 9, he makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. 10, he says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. 11, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Man.
I know that out of the NIV, it does not say this word, but I know in some versions it says the word Selah or Selah.
Selah.
Yeah, and that is, for anybody that's reading a different version than us, I just wanted to add in, I did a little bit of research, and that word is kind of highly debated a little bit, but the common understanding is it's kind of just a pause. And
right.
You know, because these psalms are, you know, songs. And
yeah,
it just gives a pause for a choir to come in or something along those lines, just so anybody was, you know. And it can also be used for a pause, like to pause and then reflect on the words prior.
Yeah, so it could be built in into like the song format to allow space for like some reflection or like some deep, you know, kind of like if a big statement was made or an important statement was made, kind of to like pause.
Yeah. Right.
Contemplate and then continue.
Word. Okay, cool. So we'll kind of start back at the beginning, go through 46. The very beginning is chaotic.
Yeah.
Super chaotic. The earth gives way. Mountains fall into the heart of the sea. I mean, this is like the whole world is crumbling.
Yeah.
Though the waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, which when dealing with anxiety, it can feel just like that. You know, like everything is just collapsing on, the walls are collapsing. And I mean, the thought of the earth giving way, mountains falling into the sea, like, holy smokes. But it just hits, it hits me in the, in my heart. And it, it's like my thoughts are, the, you know, it just explain, it explains it so well, that, that feeling. And so that's the, that beginning of 46 is really showing, like, we are in chaos.
Trouble.
Exactly. Like, we're in trouble, and this is the feeling. But then it starts to depict a little, like, where God comes in, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there's a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. So we're looking at the chaos, but then God interjects. And to me, that verse 4 starts to calm me down a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, you're spot on. I feel like, you know, the first few verses are depicting chaos, trouble, distress.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's related to our environment, you know, whether that's the earth or your immediate environment, like maybe your house, family situation, work life, you know, family dynamic, but also what's between your ears. So our, I mean, you as in all of us, you Reed, but all of us, right? So what's between our ears, which is our mind, you know, because sometimes the battle is clearly out there, you know, in our physical environment, but also in the spiritual and in our mind. So, you know, some people may have a chaotic, anxious surrounding or environment. You know, some of us also deal with it in our minds. So this is also the chaos and the, I guess, the stress that can't be physically, tangibly seen.
Definitely. The mental, I mean, the toughest place to be is stuck in your own mind. You know what I mean? Like, that is the hardest place to be stuck. Even, I mean, for me, dude, I can go work all day long. You know, like, that doesn't bother me too much, but facing that battle in the mind, it's, that's, in my opinion, you know, that's where it all comes from. You know, our spirit, and that then plays in with our mental state and all that, you know, and it's like, that's where it starts, and then it goes to our body and out into, you know what I mean? Like, then it goes into the rest of our life almost.
And I feel like there's lots of different ways that we, like, are naturally inclined to deal with it, you know, whether that is, like, some people, it comes out as, you know, you, like, we are damaged or we're hurt, so we end up, like, hurting people, or we isolate ourselves, or we push good things from us, or we shy away from conflict, or potentially doing the work necessary to overcome a challenge, to then conquer this thing that, you know, we can when next time that it happens, we can say, like, hey, I already conquered that thing. I can manage that, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I know that, you know, the this evil that we're dealing with likes to make it feel that it's so big that we can't even try to start to even battle.
So why even try?
Exactly.
And that's a lie. Bro, I was just talking to my wife last night, literally about this. I'm like, the enemy likes to lie, and it's not big lies. It's not like an overwhelming, like, in your face, obvious lie. It's just a little seed of a lie, just a little lie, just enough to distort the truth, just enough so that you feel overwhelmed, so that you feel like, hey, it's not even worth that. Oh, I'm not even going to pay attention to that. Oh, it's all right. It's not, you let us slide, and then we eventually end up in this place where the battle is in our mind and our hearts. Dude. And so these first verses are depicting that, you know, being overwhelmed, being anxious, feeling like everything around us is just too much. The The mountain is too high to climb. The walls around me are caving in.
100%.
I'm trapped. I'm in the basement. Like, you know, so it's just, you know, I guess talking a little bit about like how we all deal with this and how in different ways in different seasons this can be us. Okay. And just, you know, honestly, even if you haven't experienced that or you're not there right now, we all will eventually be there because life has a way, you know, the ups and downs.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The beautiful part, though, is what's coming next.
Yeah, exactly.
So here we're also going to talk about like how to combat it or ways in which you can deal with anxiety because God does not want us to live
it's
with
from,
and be
no,
crippled with anxiety.
God.
So
it is absolutely not from God, period.
But it's an opportunity to draw near to God and let God
absolutely.
Work.
Absolutely.
So here we go.
So verse 4, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. So number 8 there, verse 8, is the call. It's like just fix your, all of this is saying, fix your eyes on God. Turn to him. You know, run. Run from the anxiety. Turn to him and give it to him. And then verse 9, he makes the war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow, shatters the spear, those are weapons. So God is, you know, these words are explaining the kind of the spiritual weapons. God breaks them, breaks the bow, shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire, the wrath of God. He says, be still, know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
Man, I love that. I mean, there's lots. There's just so much here.
Yeah.
But I just key points that not only I keep coming back to, but like they just keep going back to. They keep repeating it over and over again.
No.
So the Lord Almighty is with us. So the Lord is with us, is with you, right? And then
Emmanuel.
And then it keeps making a reference to God is our fortress, our stronghold, our protection, our impenetrable, center. And so God is with us. God is our fortress, solid. And then one part that is what me and you both have to do is come and see. So the fortress is not going to come find you.
True.
Right?
True.
The fortress doesn't have legs.
Right?
I mean, God is everywhere. But I think here the concept is God is with you. God is your fortress.
Yeah,
but you have to come.
It is a call to move.
Yes.
Come and see what the Lord has done.
And you're welcome.
Yeah.
And God will never close the door.
Of course.
But there is this part where we with anxiety or we with worries or we that are struggling have to come to him. We have to open the door. We have to seek that, right? Because God works in a willing heart. And part of it is the faith and the intention of, hey, God, I need you. I'm dealing with this. I'm dealing with that.
Yeah,
I need you. Come and do the work.
Yeah,
come and be my
fortress.
Yeah, yeah. Protect me. Guard my mind. Encourage me. Push me. But there is a call to action, which is to come and see what God has done. Come
absolutely.
And see how good he is. And that's with prayer. That's with iron sharpening iron with a friend.
Yep,
that is, you know, whether it's a spouse or a friend or a Bible study group or you know, your inner circle. And if you don't have one, get one.
Yeah.
Because it's totally necessary. I mean, we need folks. We need brothers and sisters.
Help. No, but, we need help. Absolutely. We need community.
But it's that.
Help.
You got to come. You gotta yep. seek God, you know,
and it says twice, the Lord Almighty is with us, the God of Jacob is our fortress.
Yeah.
And then it says it again to end. So it's very important to know that God is with us. Like I said, Emmanuel, God with us. He is here with us. He's not out in the middle of just, you know, it's not that we can't reach him or anything. You know, I think sometimes, especially during with anxiety, God will feel like you can't even touch, you know what I mean? Like, he's not close.
Yeah.
And or maybe, this tells us he is.
Right. And I don't know about you, Reed, but I have at times felt that, and it's a lie.
Of course.
But at times felt like, oh, God doesn't really care about this little anxiety, or God doesn't care about like this thing. I can handle it, or I'm not going to bother God with this.
Bro.
It's here. Yeah, that's not a big deal. But then what happens is, one, it's a lie because God does care even about the little things.
Absolutely.
But these are little seeds that the enemy will continue to pour onto, to water, to tend. And next thing we know, now we're just like crippled with anxiety, we're so like so many steps back that now is much harder to get out of, you know, whatever hole or whatever place we're in. So
yeah, no, absolutely.
We just want to make sure that, one, you are constantly on guard and constantly guarding your mind and your life, your surroundings, so that you know that there's a battle going on at all times and that you can stay ahead of it. And then if like we all do at times get to this place where like the beginning of the chapter, it's chaotic, it's overwhelming, and it's just, you know, like a war, it feels like a war zone. God is with you and God is your fortress.
Absolutely. I want to read 2 Timothy verse 1. I was going to read just 7, but I'm going to read 6 and 7, actually. So this is 2 Timothy 1:6. For this reason, I remind you to fan into the flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So we need to know, through this verse right here, God is telling us we have power through love, which love only comes from God, and self-discipline. These are all gifts of the Holy Spirit. Do not be afraid. Psalm 46, come to this verse when you need help. This, another great one, Psalm 23, the walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I love that verse when I'm really struggling. Man, I just recite that. And Psalm 46, use these verses when you are in anxiety and fear. The evil one hates these verses.
Yeah.
He hates Psalm 23, hates Psalm 46.
The whole Bible.
All of it, of course, but he knows it well and can twist these words.
Oh, for sure.
But I know that when, especially for me, when I'm dealing with these things, you can recite and use these as weapons. Right, in these times of trouble. But y'all, we had a little bit of a different plan for this Bible study, and we have some other verses and things we're going to go through. Come back next week, please. We're going to have a longer version of going through Psalm 46. We're going to have versions to help, verses that are going to aid in this anxiety and this fear. And Sebi and I are going to dive in on some stories that we have and things in our life. And so just come back. This is going to be, we're going to keep this Bible study, you know, under 20 minutes, give or take. And so just please come back. We've got more for you, but
it's going to get better.
Yeah. It's going to get deep. We're going to get, it's going to be really good. Sebi, if you could finish us with prayer and we'll close out.
God, we thank you so much for being as good as you are. We thank you so much that you love us at all times, no matter what we do, no matter where we are. And I pray, Holy Spirit, right now that you would meet us in our point of anxiety. You would meet us in whatever chaos there is around us or in our mind or in our heart, that you would still the waters, that you would help us weather the storm and allow us to come into your fortress that is strong, impenetrable, that we're protected, and that we can trust you to walk us through the troubles of life. I pray that you would give us a bold and courageous spirit to overcome all these things so that we could continue to seek you, so that we can continue to be an asset to our families and our friends and everyone around us. We love you. We praise you. And we will continue to seek you, because only you deserve all the glory and all the praise. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Abby. We'll catch y'all next week. Jesus loves you. Anxiety has zero power over you. God has all the power. And we love y'all. Catch you next week.